Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you're joining us for the second part of our lesson called Life in Nepal, Part 1. So Jo will write more about her experience going to Nepal. Of course, yesterday we learned about how Jo found out about Nepal through this incident in the news. And of course, she had this opportunity to visit Nepal. But just like every time you might travel overseas, maybe you have some concerns. Maybe there are some things that you are worried about. I wonder what kind of concerns you have about traveling, or maybe you have the opportunity to study abroad. What concerns do you have? Carolyn, did you ever have any of these concerns?
Well, I've done a little traveling and some studying abroad as well, and my first concern is always, where am I going to stay?
Okay.
So long as I have a nice place to stay that is safe, then I feel much more relaxed. And after that, you know, I wonder about other safety things. How can I keep myself safe in this unfamiliar environment?
That's right. Safe and healthy. I think about what happens if I get sick. I might get sick in this other country. I'm not sure what I will do. So everyone has different kinds of concerns about traveling or going abroad. Well, we're going to get started with our lesson. Let's do that now.
Life in Nepal, Part 1. The director of the nonprofit in Nepal was named Colleen. By phone and email, she interviewed me and helped prepare me for the experience of an 11-week stay in Nepal. She warned me that it would be difficult and that I'd have moments of pure frustration. She advised me that being flexible would be the key. Nepal is a developing country in South Asia. Little to nothing there is similar to life in the U.S. Things are unorganized. I couldn't let it bother me.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. We're back for day two of our passport article, following Jo as she prepares to head off on an adventure of a lifetime to Nepal. But before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Frustration. Frustration is a noun. Carol experienced a lot of frustration when she tried to teach her husband how to dance. Flexible. Flexible is an adjective. Try to keep a flexible schedule. The boss may call you at any time. Unorganized. Unorganized is an adjective. Gwen's desk is so unorganized that she can't find anything. Homesickness. Homesickness is a noun. Mira was struck with a feeling of homesickness when she heard someone speaking her native language. Your more information words are antibiotic. Antibiotic is a noun. Vaccine. Vaccine is a noun. Let's learn more in the article.
While it certainly can be frustrating and difficult when trying to adjust to another culture. Now, here at the beginning of our article, the director of the nonprofit in Nepal was named Colleen. So if you remember from yesterday's lesson, we learned that Jo has been put in contact with the director of a nonprofit organization in Nepal, and here we find that the director was named Colleen.
And sometimes you can shorten this to just say nonprofit. You don't have to say I'm working for a nonprofit organization. You could say I'm just working for a nonprofit. People will understand you're talking about a nonprofit organization. Well, by phone and email, she interviewed me and helped prepare me for the experience of an 11-week stay in Nepal. So Colleen got in touch with Joe, and they communicated through phone and email about this 11-week stay in Nepal. Carolyn, does that sound like a long time or a short time to stay in Nepal?
Well, to go to a place that you don't really know that much about, 11 weeks can be quite a long time.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, a lot of times when people study or go abroad, it's just for 6 weeks. But here, this is almost twice as long. It's 11 weeks.
It's quite a while. And again, this is a place that is very, very unfamiliar to Joe. So Colleen, Joe says that she warned me that it would be difficult and that I'd have moments of pure frustration. Okay, so if you have moments of something, that means you experience these things for maybe a little bit of time. You have moments of happiness or moments of pure joy. And here Joe is talking about maybe having moments of pure frustration.
And that is a great word straight from our word bank. So let's take a look at it. If you have frustration, then you are very upset because you can't do something that you want to do. It can be very frustrating. Mm-hmm. The verb, ing.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. Maybe you feel frustrated. Well, my question for you is, what frustrates you? What makes you really frustrated or gives you frustration? For me, it's communication problems. If I'm trying to talk to somebody about something and they don't understand me or I don't understand them, that can cause frustration. I just want to give up sometimes.
That's right. Well, I felt a lot of frustration a few months ago when I was trying to change the date for one of my flights.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to go back to the U.S. to visit my family, and I just felt so much frustration because it was really complicated and took such a long time to just change the date on my ticket.
I remember that. It was very frustrating for you, Carolyn. Well, of course, everyone experiences times of frustration. Let's continue with this lesson. Joe says, she advised me that being flexible would be the key. And this is very important. We have a key word right there. From our word bank, it is flexible. And if you are flexible in this situation, it's talking about being able to do different things or adapt, being able to be okay with changes.
That's right. And it's really important to be flexible when you are in a new environment or even when you're working. Sometimes your responsibilities at work or at school can change very quickly and you need to be flexible.
Mm-hmm.
I know one of the most important things for me here at Studio Classroom is to be flexible and allow for changes to happen because things are always changing for the better.
It's true. Actually, one of the first questions that people at Studio Classroom are asked is, are you a flexible person? Flexibility, that's the noun, flexibility is key when you're working for many companies. Well, what does it mean to be the key? Let's talk about that. If it is the key or if it is key, that means it is very important.
That's right. And many people wonder, what is the key to success? How can I be successful? Mm-hmm. What is the secret behind it?
That's right. Or many people wonder, what is the key to a good marriage? I'm just having a lot of frustrations in my marriage. What is the key? I want to know. Well, let's continue with this lesson. Nepal is a developing country in South Asia. Little to nothing there is similar to life in the U.S.
That's right. And we find that things are unorganized. Now, also from our word bank, if something is unorganized, then it is not organized.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the opposite of being organized. Perhaps it is very messy, like my room when I moved apartments.
Oh, man. Or sometimes like my desk at work. I let it get unorganized sometimes. Of course, it's nice to clean things up and make things organized. Well, Joe says, I couldn't let it bother me. So things will be very different in Nepal, but she remembers, I couldn't let it bother me. Okay, let's continue learning something with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们来看的是 flexible 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 flex, flex 弯曲这个动词，所以 flexible 就是只有弹性的、灵活的或者是可变通的。例如 the company's flexible working hours attract many college graduates， 这家公司有弹性的工作时间吸引了许多大学毕业生，或者是 our prices are very flexible， 我们的价格非常有弹性。它的名词是 flexibility， flexibility。例如 ,online learning offers great flexibility for people with busy schedules. 线上学习提供行程忙碌的人极大的弹性。继续我们来看的是 unorganized 这个形容词。UN 是否定的字首，所以 unorganized 就是指杂乱无章的、缺乏规划的或者是没有条理的。例如 ,the unorganized protest turned into terrible riots. 这些缺乏组织的示威后来变成可怕的暴动。它的反义字就是去掉字尾的 UN 变成 organized， 意思是井井有条的。例如 Patricia is an organized and highly efficient secretary。 Patricia 是位井井有条又效率极高的秘书。
Well, we're enjoying this lesson, learning about how Joe got involved at this nonprofit organization in Nepal. And in the first part of our lesson, we were talking about how the director, Colleen, got in touch with Joe, and she was just telling Joe, she was telling her that, of course, life in Nepal is very different, that little resembles anything in the U.S., that things are unorganized in Nepal, but that she should not let these things botherher. So we're going to continue learning about Joe's experience in the next part of our lesson.
Life in Nepal, Part 1. My professor gave me advice too. She had never been to Nepal but had experience living in Southeast Asia. Take lots of stomach medicine and some antibiotics. Get vaccines before you go.Watch out for mosquitoes and dirty water. But I think the most valuable advice she gave me was this. Take a jar of peanut butter. It's a familiar taste when the homesickness gets bad. With their words in mind, I packed my backpack, took a deep breath, and boarded the plane to Nepal.
Well, I think Joe must have had a lot of courage to be getting on that plane. But let's go back to the beginning of this section. She writes, My professor gave me advice too. So her professor was friends with Colleen, the woman that she's been contacting in Nepal, and her professor had some advice for her as well.
And that reminds me of something we want to talk about here when you're talking about advice.Sometimes you can use the phrase, a piece of advice. So, her professor gave her a piece of advice. But you can use that phrase in other ways. You could talk about maybe a piece of information that you found helpful.
That's right. So, I could say, let me give you a piece of advice. Mm-hmm. Don't let your desk get unorganized, Gabe.
Oh, yes. That is great advice, Carolyn. I like that piece of advice.So you can use this word to talk about many things. Maybe you could talk about music as well, a piece of music. All right, that's something that you would perform. So a piece of advice, piece of information, piece of music, use that word in different ways. Okay, so Joe had some advice from her professor. She had never been to Nepal, but had experience living in Southeast Asia.So, maybe she would have some good advice.
It's quite possible. She had been to Southeast Asia before, but not Nepal. But since she'd been in the area, she knew some things that Joe should probably think about and have in mind before going to this new country. And her first piece of advice? Take lots of stomach medicine and some antibiotics. Well...That's some interesting advice.
It's true, and an antibiotic is a substance that is used to treat diseases. And there's another word similar to it here in the next sentence, get vaccines before you go. And so a vaccine is something that will help you avoid diseases. And especially if you're going to another country, maybe a country that is known for some diseases, you want to get some vaccines before you go.
So it sounds like her professor is giving her a lot of medical advice. Well, Gabe, maybe you should talk to her professor before you travel, since that was one of your concerns.
Well, it's true. Maybe I should think about these antibiotics and getting vaccines before I go. Well, we continue. Another piece of advice is watch out for mosquitoes and dirty water. Interesting. That's good advice because mosquitoes carry diseases sometimes in some countries. So watch out for mosquitoes. And of course, dirty water, that can make you feel sick for sometimes weeks.
That's right. But that was not the most important advice. Joe writes, but I think the most valuable advice she gave me was this. Take a jar of peanut butter. Some interesting advice?
Yeah, take a jar of peanut butter. Well, we're going to learn more about what she means in a few minutes. But first, let's take a look at what Steve and Ken have to share with us in the information cloud.
The words bring and take have almost identical meanings, but they are different. Which word you use will depend on your point of reference.
Right. If I'm the point of reference, I might say, please bring me a cup of coffee. Using bring shows movement towards the speaker.
Take, in contrast, shows movement away from the speaker's position. That's why I cannot say, please take me a cup of coffee. However, I could say, please take this coffee to the boss.
Put another way, you bring things here, you take things there.
Okay, now this can get tricky when the movement has nothing to do with you. For example, does a waitress bring or take coffee to a customer?
Again, who's the point of reference? If it's the waitress, it's take. If it's the customer, then it's bring.
Good. Now one more thing to consider. The speaker isn't always the point of reference. For example, I might ask the host of an upcoming party, what can I bring to the party? Here I'm using bring instead of take because I've made the host the point of reference as a way of being polite.
在中文的语法中，无论是带任何东西，不管说话的时候，人在哪里，都是说带。带雨伞，带书本，带外套。但是在英文中，如果说话的人是在事情发生的现场时，就要用 bring, 带来。如果说话的人不在事情发生的现场时，就要用 take, 带去。像今天课文中，作者的教授建议他 take lots of stomach medicine, 还有 take a jar of peanut butter。这里用了 take 是因为这位教授自己跟作者一样都是在美国，所以他是建议他把这些东西 take 带去尼泊尔。但是有时候呢，基于礼貌，我们会用对方的观点来表达带。如果有人请你去他家做客，你可以客气地问说 What can I bring to the party? 我可以带任何东西来吗？虽然严格的讲应该用 take。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, we were talking about taking a jar of peanut butter, and we read, it's a familiar taste when the homesickness gets bad. Now, homesickness is from our word bank, and that is what you feel when you miss home. You really want to go back to your home because you miss it.
That's right, you have homesickness. Now, there are some other words that kind of sound like this word. Maybe if you have trouble riding in cars, especially through windy mountain roads, you get car sick or car sickness. You experience car sickness. Or what happens, Carolyn, when you're in the ocean on a boat? What might you get?
Well, you might get seasick or experience seasickness. So here you want to take a jar of peanut butter if it is a familiar taste to you, so that when the homesickness gets bad, you have that familiar food. Well, Joe continues, with their words in mind, her professor and Colleen in Nepal, I packed my backpack, took a deep breath, and boarded the plane to Nepal.
All right. Well, she took a deep breath. That means she didn't know what to expect. Maybe it would be kind of scary. You're not sure what will happen. You take a deep breath. And then she boards the plane to Nepal. Right now, it's time for us to enjoy a review skit, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Remember, you're in Nepal.
I know. This is the place where they sacrifice goats.
And things here are difficult.
That's for sure. And I'm having a moment of pure frustration.
Remember, being flexible is the key.
I know. Flexible is the key, but...
Keep in mind, Nepal is a developing country.
I know. Little to nothing here is similar to the States. Things are so unorganized.
Just calm down. Don't let it bother you.
Well, right now it does bother me.
Are you okay? Are you sure you're feeling all right?
I'm feeling fine. I'm not sick, okay? But I'm feeling frustrated.
I know, but how is your health? Are you feeling okay?
Well, yes. And if I do get sick, I'm prepared. I have stomach medicine and antibiotics.
Good. Now, did you get vaccines before you came?
Yes. And I'm watching out for mosquitoes and dirty water.
That's good. So your health seems fine, but you feel
frustrated.
Yes, and the homesickness is getting bad too?
Yeah, homesickness.
I know just what you need.
Really? Oh, a plane ticket home.
No, you need a jar of peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
Yes, a taste of home.
Yes, a familiar taste from home, yes.
You'll feel better in no time.
I feel better already just thinking about it. Peanut butter.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 antibiotic 这个名词。A-N-T-I 这个字首有对抗或者是相反的意思。B-I-O 这个字根有生命的意思，所以加在一起 antibiotic 就是指抗生素，常常用复数型。例如 After finishing a full course of antibiotics, the patient was released from the hospital. 经过一个完整循环的抗生素治疗后，这位病人出院了。或者是 Billy is on antibiotics for pneumonia. Billy 因为肺炎正在服用抗生素。所以我们来看的是 homesickness 这个名词。Homesickness 就是指思乡病。例如 Teresa was overcome by homesickness and decided to cut her journey short. Teresa 被思乡病打败了，决定提早结束她的旅行。它的形容词就是去掉字尾的 ness。Homesick 就是指想家的。例如 Melissa got homesick when she became ill on her trip. Melissa 旅途中生病了，让她开始想家。And now, back to our lesson.
Well, we've enjoyed a great two-day article from Joe on Life in Nepal, Part 1. And we were talking about homesickness and things to bring when you feel homesick. Gabe, do you take anything with you when you travel?
Well, if I travel, I might take some beef noodles, 牛肉面, or maybe some 羊肉多, or some 科学面. I love these things, and it makes me, well, I miss Taiwan sometimes, so I like to have these things when I'm traveling.
Well, that is great, and I hope that you all enjoyed today's lesson, and will join us again tomorrow, right here on Studio Classroom.
See you then.